Hello, I'm Justine Green with the BBC News. A 60-year-old former Los Angeles gang leader, Dwayne Davis, also known as Keefy D, has been charged with the murder of the US hip-hop star Tupac Shakur. He was shot dead more than a quarter of a century ago. More details from Reagan Morris.
Tupac Shakur was famously gunned down in a drive-by shooting in 1996 on the Las Vegas Strip. He was in a BMW driven by the Death Row Records founder, Suge Knight, when a Cadillac pulled up alongside and opened fire. Dwayne Keefy D. Davis wrote in his 2019 memoir that he was in that Cadillac, but never said who had fired the shots. In court, the prosecutor, Mark DiGiacomo, said Keefy D. was the on-ground, on-site commander who had ordered the hit on Tupac, and a grand jury indicted him on one count of murder with a deadly weapon.
A partial closure of many U.S. government services is looming closer. The lower house of Congress rejected a stopgap measure that would have kept funding going for federal agencies. The Republican speaker in the House of Representatives, Kevin McCarthy, failed to convince far-right members of his own party to support the bill. Sean Dilley reports from Washington.
Congress has just one day to prevent a shutdown that could damage the U.S. economy and lead to a downgrading in its credit rating. At least nine hardline Republicans in the House of Representatives have blocked a temporary funding package passed by senators from both parties that would have seen cash flowing until the 17th of November. They've told the Republican Speaker, Kevin McCarthy, that any attempt to rely on Democratic support to push it through Congress would lead to his removal.
Washington has called on Serbia to withdraw its forces from close to the border with Kosovo. NATO has said it's sending extra peacekeeping troops to Kosovo, is our Balkans correspondent Guy Delaunay.
White House National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby described the unprecedented staging of advanced Serbian artillery as a very destabilizing development. Tensions are high after the deaths of a Kosovo police officer and three members of an armed group in majority Serb North Kosovo last Sunday. Britain has confirmed it's sending a battalion to join NATO's K4 peacekeepers. The British move follows NATO's decision to reinforce K4. In another development, the main Kosovo Serb political party's deputy leader has resigned after admitting to organising the armed group.
Rights groups say protesters in southeast Iran have confronted the security forces on the first anniversary of the deaths of 66 people during a demonstration. Unverified videos show clashes in the province of Sistan-Baluchistan, which more than 20 people are reported to have been injured. The region, which borders Pakistan and Afghanistan, is one of Iran's poorest provinces. World News from the BBC. An international medical trial has found that men being treated for prostate cancer could safely be given far less radiotherapy. The trial in Britain, Ireland and Canada concluded that five more powerful doses administered within a week were as effective as the existing treatment of between 20 and 40 doses. The lead researcher in London, Professor Nicholas Van Aas, said the findings would help the British Health Service.
When I got the results, I was literally, I was blown away. I mean, it was probably one of the best days of my career. I think it's fantastic news for patients and it's brilliant news for the NHS.
State media in Zimbabwe say at least six people have died after a mineshaft collapse in Chegutu, about 100 kilometres west of the capital Harare. 15 miners are still reported to be trapped underground at the Bayhorse gold mine. Rescue efforts are continuing. Prosecutors at a military court in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo have called for sentences of at least 10 years in prison for soldiers accused of killing more than 50 protesters last month. At the trial in Goma, the commander of the Republican Guard, Colonel Mike Mikombi, was accused of war crimes and crimes against humanity. The head of Burkina Faso's military government has said that elections are not a priority and will not be held until the security situation permits. Captain Ibrahim Traoré was speaking on the eve of the anniversary of the coup which brought him to power. He'd previously promised elections by July next year. An international film festival in Turkey has been called off because of a row over a movie condemned by the government as terrorist propaganda. The mayor of Antalya said the Golden Orange Festival had been cancelled because of events beyond his control. The controversy was caused by a documentary entitled Decree, which follows a doctor and teacher who were among tens of thousands dismissed in the wake of an attempted coup 7 years ago. BBC News.